Hi, Josh here from Braver by the Day. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Today, I'm really excited to introduce Jason Van Orden, one of my original online mentors. I still listen to his podcast, Internet Business Mastery, and he is actually my first international guest. So I'll jump straight into the interview. Today's show notes can be found at braverbytheday.com/04. So that's braverbytheday.com/04. And we'll jump straight into the interview with Jason. It's around 40 to 45 minutes. You'll see how great a person Jason is, how honest he is. He's just a champ. So I really like him and I like all his stuff. So hopefully one day I might get Jeremy on the show as well, who is Jason's business partner. So we'll jump in now. So I'm here with Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery. He is, whether he knows it or not, he's my number one online mentor. I was actually a member of the Internet Business Mastery Academy. I discovered him through a random find on a Bob Baker podcast, actually. So I won't go on too long today because, as I just told Jason, I'm actually losing my voice a little bit. He's the man, the teacher. So hopefully we're going to find out a little bit today about how Jason approaches habit change in his own life, how he moved into the online space, and how he helps his students to deal with everything from facing the fear of failure and success, and also just getting productive day to day. So, Jace, just give us a bit of a background on yourself, and then we'll dive into the guts of the episode today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thanks. So, a little bit of background on me. I went to school, to university, to become an electrical engineer. And that was, you know, just following the program of what was a responsible thing to do, get a good college degree, go get a stable job so you can provide for a family, and, you know, keep a nice career until retirement and retire, you know, because that's what everybody I knew had done. My one little spark of trying to do something that was really exciting and fulfilling for me was to mix music into electrical engineering just a little bit, because I did love playing my guitar. I was in several bands, loved performing. And so I mixed my electrical engineering degree in education with music and specifically also learning how to, you know, electronic music and how to code and build stuff for musicians, you know, all these little pedals that you might see like a guitarist using on stage, or somebody, you know, effects processors you might see somebody using in a recording studio and things like that. And so, you know, I thought, great, this would be good. I've managed to mix my passion for music with a good, responsible career. Well, sad to say, about a year into that career, it lost its luster. It turned into nothing more than a cube.